You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. A couple of new albums wrapping up that last set. We ended with the soon-to-be-released project from tenor saxophonist, composer, and arranger Sam Pilnick and his Nonet from their album The Project. We heard Southbound Trail, solos from guitarist Andrew Subhib Haslip, Barry saxophonist Ted Hogarth, trumpet player Emily Kuhn, and alto saxophonist Natalia Land. Pianist Ted Rosenthal before that, and his trio of bassist Norika Ueda and drummer Tim Horner from the album High Standards. We heard The Cupbearers, and this is the first release out of a series of recordings that were made in the summer of 2024 that saw him working with two different trios. And the set started with music from singer Emily Claire Barlow from her album Clear Day. We heard Minere Chikora Song, with some solo work from trumpet player Kevin Turcutt.
Summer shoes on, with your summer shoes on, with your summer shoes on. You'll be dead next morning, with your summer shoes on. Deep prairie winter, cold cuts like a knife. You just lost your life. You just lost your life. You get in that cruiser. You just lost your life. Police, they'll take you. Police make you go. Where the blood of Cree Nation holes in the snow, burns holes in the snow, where the blood of Cree Nation burns holes in the snow. Judge, tell the jury, murder's not a sin. When it comes to the life of a drunk Indian, when it comes to the life of a drunk Indian. Better watch your drinking on the north end of town. You'll be dead next morning. Summer shoes on, got your summer shoes on, got your summer shoes on. You'll be dead next morning with your summer shoes on, with your summer shoes on. You'll be dead next morning with your summer shoes on. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. At two solar farms in Texas, veterans are suiting up, not in their military uniforms, but in protective gear for beekeeping. They're tending hives as part of a partnership between solar developer Enel North America and Hives for Heroes. The nonprofit, founded by Steve Jimenez, helps veterans find healing and new purpose.
Getting out of the Marine Corps, I felt like I came home very incomplete.
But when he opened a beehive for the first time, everything changed.
I felt like the weight of the world come off because I was focused on just one thing, which was these incredible little bees.
Since 2018, his group has helped thousands of veterans get into beekeeping as a way to connect with one another, cope with anxiety and post-traumatic stress, and learn new skills. Some vets become hobbyists, while others manage hives at businesses and other locations. At the Texas solar farms, they tend hives near rows of solar panels. The bees pollinate wildflowers and other plants that grow under and around the panels and produce honey that the beekeepers harvest. So the veterans are helping transform these solar farms into thriving landscapes and finding meaning and purpose beyond the battlefield. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.